Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for Beginning Another Week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization and the gift of knowing our Lord and a life dedicated to Christ. That's what He wants us to lean into day in and day out, friends, the realization of the depth of His commitment to us and being aware of the amazing gifts and the reality of what's already been given to us. He wants us to see where we're going, to have Christian hope, a confidence about the place that He's prepared for us and the full inheritance that awaits us. And as St. Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 1, you know, he prays for all of us, that beautiful apostolic prayer at the end of that first chapter, Ephesians like 17 through 23. It's such an encouragement. I've talked about it periodically, friends, on the show, but I want to encourage you to go back to it and to see Paul's praying to God the Father that what was revealed and given to him in Jesus could be experienced in the lives of every person who hears the gospel and everyone who's baptized into Christ, that the eyes of our hearts, he said, be enlightened so that we might know. So the core of our being, his passionate prayer is that the good God, our good Father, through the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, would make it possible for us to have an experiential knowledge of the glory and majesty of Jesus. And in seeing Jesus, here's the key, not only seeing and marveling at the person of Jesus, his glory, his magnitude, his strength, his mercy, his beauty, not only to do that, but when we see him, and Paul knows this by experience himself, and he's seen it repeated again and again in the lives of those he preached the gospel to and led into the church. He said that we would come to know something. And you know, the knowing in the Bible is an experiential knowing. It's a deep knowing. It's an intimate knowing. It's not just a head knowledge. It's a whole person knowing, a profound conviction. And he said that we might know, one, the hope to which we are called, the inheritance we receive in the lives of the saints, and the immeasurably great power that's in those who believe in Jesus. These three things: hope in the call, what we're called to, this call to what? To becoming children of God, first and foremost. In John, the apostle would say in baptism, he gives us power to become children of God. A fundamental change has happened in us. The reality of experiencing the new creation, the life that Jesus now has given to us. This is so important for us to see, friends, especially at times like this that we're living through, because there's a resource there, there's a power there, there's a confidence and a security and an awareness and an intimacy with God that will give us strength when things around us are shaking. It's meant to be an anchor. A hope is a kind of anchor. Why? Because really, hope is born of the gift of the Holy Spirit that's been poured into us in baptism. And that Spirit is the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And it's that same Spirit that enables us to come into the knowledge and the experience of precisely what St. Paul is praying for, so that you could come to experience, this is part of your inheritance as a child of God, you can come into the experience of the virtue of hope, the theological virtue of hope, that isn't just wishful thinking or positive thinking. It is a conviction that's rooted in faith, the revelation of the truth about God, who God is, what he's done, who Jesus is, what he's done, and what Jesus has done in you and for you. Faith is that doorway in. It leads us into the radical abandonment of ourselves and trust to God. And it opens up, and faith and hope are very much connected to each other. And so what we see in Jesus that is revealed, and this is why he said that he prays that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened, the seat of our decision, the core of our being, the place of our identity. It's at that place that the Spirit reveals Jesus, who's the way, the truth, and the life, and he's the way and truth and life for you. And this is what faith helps us see, and hope helps us lay hold of a life-changing conviction and confidence that what we see in Jesus, we're inheriting, and that it's already begun in us. And so Paul says things, reminds us, and the other apostles too, don't you know that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you know that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So that precious gift of the Spirit and growing in the Spirit is right at the heart of the Christian life, of what it means. To be Christian means to be christened with what? The anointing. What's the anointing? The anointing of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And he gives us the Spirit so we can say with him, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me. You have the anointing of the Spirit who anointed Jesus, who raised him from the dead. And the whole completion of Jesus' ministry was to be able to pour out that Holy Spirit on us. Paragraph 690 from the Catechism states it beautifully. It says, Jesus is Christ, that is, anointed, because the Spirit is his anointing. And everything that occurs from the incarnation, on, derives from this fullness. So remember it said the Holy Spirit overshadowed Our Lady. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit uniting in Mary's womb, the flesh, the humanity of Jesus. And everything that happens, everything that occurs from that conception to where Jesus is right now is made possible by the anointing of the Holy Spirit at work in him. It goes on to say, when Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. He communicates to them his glory. That is the Holy Spirit who glorifies him. Let me read that again to you. So again, Catechism, paragraph 690. This whole teaching, the Catechism is rooted in the footnotes. We see it all comes from Scripture. The Bible. That's why it's so important for us to know and understand the Bible. And the Catechism gives us the proper way to understand and interpret what's being taught and revealed in the Scripture. And the whole Scripture, and in this way, the Catechism is caught up in that same grace, is the communication that comes forth from the Spirit to the whole church. Again, when Christ is finally glorified, that is, he's taken up to heaven, and in human, his human flesh, he enters into glory, and Jesus is fully glorified. He enters in fully to the life of God and hears the new creation and the destiny of the human race. This is where we're going. This is what your heart longs for, what my heart longs for. Nothing else in this world will ever fulfill the deep desire that's in us, that God put in us, to be united to him for all eternity and share in his very life. Again, the Catechism goes on. He can in turn now, because Jesus is glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. Right? Isn't that beautiful? To those who believe in him, those who come to surrender their lives to him, those who repent of their sins and receive the gospel, receive the forgiveness of sins, those who are baptized into Christ, those who enter into his church and become part of his body. He communicates to them, who's them? You and me, his glory. That is the Holy Spirit who glorifies him. So your destiny is caught up in this whole reality of what happened to Jesus. It can happen to us because it happened to him. And it's in him, and he's now siring, as St. Paul says, a new creation, the children born of the Spirit. And so this is the gift given in baptism. This is the gift that grows within us over time. As we become more yielded to the Spirit, we believe, we walk in the grace of the Holy Spirit, and the transformation is worked within us from the inside out. And the Holy Spirit heals us, convicts us, forgives us, unites us to others, unites us to God. And the very life and glory of God grows in us. And this paragraph continues, said, from that time on, this joint mission between of Jesus and the Holy Spirit will be manifested in the children adopted by the Father in the body of his Son. The mission of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, it's through Jesus' life, passion, death, and resurrection, and ascension into glory, and the sending of the Spirit. Jesus is the one, again, filled with the Spirit. So he sends the Holy Spirit. And as the Catechism says here, then we become children adopted by the Father in the body of Jesus. We're the adopted children of God. Here's the source, friends, of our life, our identity, our hope, our security. It's knowing that we're loved by the Father. And of course, one of the great missions of the Holy Spirit is to pray within us, to heal at the core of our being, to heal the heart that is afraid, that's lost, that's wounded, that's alienated, isolated, having the wrong kind of fear of God or fear of life. And the Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit and to mine, saying, teaching us to pray from the core of our being with confidence, because going back to what he said at the beginning, as we begin to experience and see what Paul described, the hope that's in us, the hope is seeing Jesus and having confidence that we're sharing what belongs to him, the inheritance in the saints. We see that we're in fellowship right now with a communion of saints, those who are already with the Father in heaven, those who have gone on and died faithfully in the Lord. They're interceding for us. We're united to them in one body. We inherit what they experience now. And then as we see it, the Holy Spirit gives us growing confidence of the power that's in us. Paul describes it as the immeasurable greatness of his power that is in us who believe. Now, again, what's he talking about there? He's not talking about just positive thinking or acquisition of formal knowledge. What he's talking about is the gift of the Holy Spirit, the immeasurable greatness of his power that's in us. He can say that because the power is the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And that's why he and the apostle could say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm an overcomer. So there's a power in us. And this is one of the things the devil doesn't want us to be able to lay hold of and to see. He wants us to be stuck in a place of fear, self-condemnation, insecurity, even in relationship to God, a state of confusion, discouragement, even despair he wants to lead us to. He wants us to get our eyes fixed only on this world and finding our security in the things that we can touch and that we can see. But the Lord knows. The Lord knows none of that is going to give us the security that we need and the freedom, the interior freedom and confidence that comes only from receiving the gifts that come to us by virtue of the Spirit given to us in baptism. And the Lord continues to feed us with his word, which is so important, sacraments, which is so important, communion in the church, which is so important. All these dynamics, all meant to continue to grow in this reality. And you can't grow in it if we don't know it. You can't grow what you don't know, in other words, in the area of faith. That if there's no expectation there, we see, as I've said many times on the program, many people live the faith as if it's just kind of a morality play, or there's a it's a matter of moral striving and you got to do it on your own energy. No, it's a matter of seeing and receiving what God himself has done in us and being overwhelmed by God's grace and seeing there is a power in me and I'm going to agree with it. I'm going to say yes to it. I'm going to lean in it. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to study it. And what God says about me, that's who I am. And I'm going to walk in it for his glory. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.